Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last
night. Hold on, Mitch. This vicious debate here, which I don't even really think was debate.
Okay.
I was just me trying to stump for the NBA. Everybody always rips it. What about where would you put NFL playoffs, hockey playoffs, baseball playoffs, and the papal conclave?
Papal conclave's like once every 20 years.
I know.
That's
should we
hard
be watching?
Do.
There's wall-to-wall coverage. It's live on all the news networks.
Boy, papal conclave's up there.
Does it have the best ending of any of these things?
Depends on who you want. I'm serious. There are people there. There are people. Now, I think that this is part of the betting public. Can you bet on that?
Oh, yes, you can.
I'm sure you can. I'll look that up.
Yeah.
So you asked what again? NFL playoffs, NHL? Yep. Okay.
Or papal conclave.
Yep, there you go. New York Times has an article, betting sites where you can do a bet on papal conclave.
Okay.
Which I saw the movie Conclave, so I already kind of got my fill on that pretty much.
Can I tell you something about
the
NHL playoffs?
Is that the sequel
playoffs?
To Spotlight?
Spiritual sequel. No.
I don't believe that hockey belongs in Florida. Even though I got a buddy, Doug Plegans, who does the Florida Panthers play-by-play on the radio.
He's incredible.
And I'm just going, if the teams in Florida are going to be good in the postseason, when I think hockey, I think snow and ice and Canada and the northern part of the country. I do not think of Florida.
No,
the only
never.
Time I've ever thought about Florida is the movie Slapshot in hockey. That's it. Now I want to say a bunch of lines I have to dump. So I don't have as much of a... Guys, it's not... We did not play hockey in Perry Township, Ohio. There was no hockey rinks.
Mm-mm.
There were those for Jackson. Congratulations on all their success.
Yeah. Got to fight to get that ice time.
North Canton that wishes they were Jackson. Yeah, I said it. I said it, North Canton.
Boom.
I said it. You're the same boat as us. Stop acting like you're better. Yeah, there's no ice rinks down there. So, sorry, guys. I can tell you a little bit about Tony Twist. I respect your sport, but that's about it. Don't know where I was going with that. Go ahead.
Am I good to go? All right. So I was going to start by saying if the Celtics loss last night didn't make you feel better about the Cavs.
It didn't.
I don't think this is going to either. The last two-minute report last night came out confirming that there were two missed lane violations in the final minute that led to 5 points for Indiana, including Tyrese Halliburton's game-winning three. There was also a defensive 3 seconds against Donovan Mitchell that should have been called. But... can't change anything about it now. The Cavs still lost. This is just feels meaningless to me.
Should more NBA games come down to defensive 3 second violations and lane violations?
It's the dumbest thing that the NBA does, and this is why people get mad at the NBA. Because when you put the NFL maybe later will say something, but it's always a united front. It's always too bad. Oh, we might have found out that they told the Browns that they. Oh, it doesn't matter. The NFL does not care. They might give you something, but it doesn't matter. And for the NBA, you come out with this two-minute report. I go, none of that's good. It just makes me not like your sport. Because it makes me question the integrity of the refs. It makes me question the integrity of the association. And I don't get to use it as a credit. So it's not like we start off with Indiana. They have two team fouls at the beginning of this game coming up tomorrow night. You don't get it. You just get this report of, sorry, feel bad for you. You're down 0-2. Like, I don't get any help from that. So all it's there for is to make you think about something you want to forget, which was that terrible loss back on Tuesday night. Yes. Go.
I was going to say, that would be a fun idea to have them add two fouls if they had, like, some sort of credit system just for the last that. Two-minute report.
Yeah, they just, the two-minute report, it's just pointless. And it's not like it's going to improve the, like, for years, you know why they do the two-minute report is gambling, and they wanted to make sure that the NBA would fess up to its sins. But, you know, they're just making mistakes like every other sport. And I don't think any of us are better off because we have the two-minute report.
I got a bunch of people from different communities now tweeting me about the rinks that they have. Metter had a rink. Ken, North Olmsted had a rink. There's the winter ice rink over there in Lakewood. Congratulations.
Right off the freeway, yeah.
Guys, we're outer ring suburb. We don't have that down there.
Going back from hockey, you just mentioned to basketball yesterday. The comeback that we just mentioned, the Celtics blowing a huge lead again against the Knicks 91-90. This is Joe Mazzulla last night. Talk about the plays the Knicks made over the final 5 minutes.
Yeah, they made every play. And like I said, even you know, throughout the end of that third, the fourth quarter, I thought we generated some good looks. And then I thought we had some live ball turnovers and they took advantage of it. So they made the necessary plays to win. You know, we put ourselves in position to do that and we just didn't make the plays.
I actually thought they tried going to the basket. In fact, with the game on the line, Tatum went right down,
glided right down the floor
and threw down. But it's just, again, the Knicks, no matter who is out there, they do have a mentality that they get physical. You feel them on every possession. And, you know, Jaylen Brown tries his bully ball stuff. He gets to his spots, but
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Turns around and there's a guy right in his face. Not easy shots. They're just not easy. And I think there was an element of choking. I think they were feeling the pressure at home.
Yeah. Other teams can choke.
Derek White's getting all the good wide open looks he always gets and buries against us. He's just missing them.
Yeah. It's a total choke job.
Tatum tried to do like the Lebronto shot. Did you see that last night at the end?
The fadeaway?
It kind of felt like that, but it just felt like he made a bad decision because he was double teamed right at the end. That was such a weird final decision made by him. Well, going from that over to the Guardians yesterday down in the nation's capital, the Guardians having an 8-run inning that boosted them to an 8-6 victory to take the series. All 8 runs being scored in the 6th inning. Steven Vogt talking about what led to that big frame.
When we smell blood, we go, and our guys really feed off each other. And, you know, it also, when you put pressure on the other team's pitcher and you constantly have base runners, they know that they're going to run. And so when we get on base, we make really good things happen. And so that's all we try to do. We try to get on base and then keep the line moving.
Feels like this happened a few times recently where they're just scoring in chunks now after going dry for like
yes.
4 or 5 innings.
You wouldn't think you'd have to go through 8 pitchers in a game that you had you scored 8 runs in an inning. And so Cade Smith ran into trouble again. So that's a little annoying. Like, what's what we overanalyze, you know, even in wins, what's going on with the relief pitchers. But it's amazing. The fact that they are 22-15, they've gotten below average starting pitching. Their relievers, I mean, we've been panicking about from day one, especially, you know, your save guy and now your setup guy. Like, that's pretty amazing. And offensively, we have not been impressed with anything in this lineup basically the whole year. And yet, they're seven games above 500.
And Hel Martinez I've been impressed with. Stephen Kwan's still batting 330, right?
How about Gabby Arias going 4-for-5
yesterday?
Yeah,
I thought he was done, and he's kind of saving his career here with the Guardians.
Was that yesterday he threw it away in the very first inning? Or was that 2 days ago?
I didn't get to the first
inning. No, it was 2 days ago. It was game one of the doubleheader. Yeah.
Now, when...
They all mix up for me.
When will Rocchio actually get another hit? He is 0-for... The Ofer's last 30.
Had an RBI yesterday.
Is it 30?
They get in the postseason. You watch. That's sarcasm. He did have a good postseason last year.
You look out for that. Finally, we had yesterday
28. He's 0-for his last 28.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
Oh, my Lanta.
Finally, last night, 93.7 The Fan, the afternoon show with Pony and Mueller. Aditi Kinkabwala talking about the George Pickens trade, and she thinks it's going Pittsburgh's way.
The Steelers absolutely won this trade. 100% won this trade. To get a third round pick for George Pickens? That's fantastic. And it's definitely a better return than what I would have expected from the things that I had been hearing over the last few months. And of course, we know that ideally they would have moved him before the draft and couldn't.
I agree with Aditi. Got a third round pick for a guy who's been an open malcontent for the last couple of seasons.
Should we, though, the term, and we do this all the time, we're just as guilty, won the trade. You know, when the Browns on draft night made the Hunter trade, I didn't look at it from the Jacksonville point of things. I was just like, yeah, makes sense, good trade. But I didn't use the term won the trade just because that is something, I mean, it'd be one thing if we drafted a player right there and then, which I suppose you took Jacksonville's pick, but you know what I'm getting. Like, This third round pick is next year. It's a year from now.
Remember the Warren Sharp galaxy brain on that, where he's like, well, even if the Jacksonville Jaguars win the Super Bowl, you see by the valuation,
yes.
The Browns win. They go, no, they don't. Nobody wins that. No, the Browns can have a good trade, and if it means they get their quarterback or weapons for their quarterback, if they find one this year, then great. Congratulations. It works out. But if there was a winner of the trade, I don't think there's winners and losers of trades, except when you make terrible trades. Then there are losers in trades. But, yeah, man, if you win a Super Bowl, you win the trade. What are you talking about?
Like, I'll say that good for them to get a third for a guy I didn't think they'd get a third for.
Yeah.
But when they won the trade, I mean, talent is going out the door. What a talent that Pittsburgh people have told me, man, they just get a handle on his talent, get a handle on his talent. Just admit, you failed. You failed. You've done it with other wide receivers, too. And those other wide receivers you at least had great years with, you didn't even get a great year out of this guy.
Out of Pickens?
Yeah.
I thought they had a good year out of Pickens.
It wasn't as plentiful as years past, but he still was probably their top target.
He seemed like a guy that you would hire to sabotage a team from within.
People were sending me the screenshots of Pony on social media calling Pickett to Pickens the next Montana to Rice. I thought he did it like once. He apparently did it for a whole training camp. Like every day, twice a day, Pickett to Pickens was going to be Montana to Rice. And then Pony calls me like once a week. There's people coming after me. I go, because you tweet stupid stuff and then you say it on the air. What do you want me to do for you? I can't help you with this. Is that it for about last night, Mitch?
It is.
I know the music had stopped, so that's your passive-aggressive way to tell us that that's the end of a mouth.
I'm not the one on the board.
You're not even aggressive. You're just passive. You're just hoping we get it, and then you get nervous, and you're trying to walk out of the studio like you're doing right now. I know what you're doing. I know your game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.